Well, if you look at episodes of white females being murdered, there's a usually a high probability that involves an intimate partner, a spouse or boyfriend, a current or former. In fact, nearly 50% of the time when a white female is murdered, it's the husband or boyfriend. The sad part is if you look over the years, we have done a really good job at driving down the rates of murder in marital and dating relationships, except for white females and their boyfriends. There's something about white females and their boyfriends that has been impenetrable to all of our efforts to deal with domestic violence and domestic homicide, the restraining orders, the shelters for abuse victims, and the cultural change about the inappropriateness of violence in dating relationships.
You've looked a lot at the psychology of killers, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the trend has been almost immune to law enforcement?
Unfortunately, far too many males have a view that this is their right to maintain a relationship that has broken down. It's the old, if I can't have you, no one can. It's the obsession with a relationship that I can't go on without you. Sometimes it's a homicide, then suicide. Not always. But there's a sense in far too many men that they want to reestablish control, that the wife or girlfriend is calling the shots, not literally, of course, is deciding that the relationship's over. But for some men, they want to be the one to determine how, when, and by what means the relationship will end.
You know, the District Attorney Jerry Leone also talked about control yesterday, but he also talked about what he called the phenomena of teen dating violence. Is there such a phenomenon, and how does this fit in?
Well, there's a real problem with teen violence in general, and teen va dating violence is just an element of teen violence.
What kind of an element, though? I mean, this is how we've all covered stories, and you've written about stories where a husband kills a wife.
Yeah.
And that power thing that you're talking about on the male is very much a component. How does the teen dating violence, or in this case, a teen homicide, differ from an adult?
Well, we often see that teenagers react very strongly to negative events in their lives. It's catastrophic. My life is over if he doesn't call me again or she doesn't see me again. That it's a time of life where they're not particularly well grounded in what they're doing in career and family, where a relationship, a romantic relationship with a boyfriend or girlfriend is feels like everything.
So they lose perspective.
Yeah. Teenagers oftentimes are weaning themselves off their own family, trying to establish their independence, yet they're at a middle ground where a dating relationship is so critical to their sense of well-being. And when a relationship goes sour, when a relationship is over, it feels catastrophic to many teenagers. And especially when it may be the girlfriend who is deciding that she doesn't want to see him anymore. Many teenage boys feel lost, rejected, and extremely needy, and indeed jealous and possessive and obsessive about not wanting her to be with anybody else.
And angry enough to commit a homicide.
Exactly. It's not just anger, it's a sense that life is over without her. I mean, in Romeo and Juliet, that was the sense too. Of course, that was a different kind of scenario. But oftentimes, we do know that teenagers over-dramatize events in their lives. If they were to wait years, they might look back and say, well, that wasn't such a big deal. But at the time, it feels like a big deal to lots of teenagers, the breakup of a relationship. It feels like everything. Their whole sense of worth oftentimes is defined by this relationship. And when they get rejected, if that's what happens, it goes right to their core.